Hello, welcome and or welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. Hello sa mga nakikinig. So, I had an episode on how to register to vote and kasama na doon yung importance of voting months ago, parang Feb or March pa. But it was just based on my experience, based on research. Pero today, I have here people from We The Youth Vote. They're a youth organization, but we'll get to know more about that in a bit. And actually, I recently just joined this org. So, kaya, perfecto to have you guys here. So, introducing some of the people behind We The Youth Vote, we have Hannah Manalo, we have Kay San Miguel, and Jethan Husay. Hello!
Hello! It's very nice to be here.
Hello, yes. I'm super happy that I get to chat with you three today, but before we proceed to asking you guys questions, introduce yourself one by one. Ano yung role niyo sa organization? How did you start volunteering? Go ahead.
Sige, mauna na ako. So I'm Hannah Manalo or H Manalo. I'm currently the partnership set under the grassroots team of We The Youth Vote. So I actually started We The Youth Vote as in last year pa. If baka sa mga listeners mo may alam nung launch that we had to launch the whole project and the whole initiative to really instill yung joy of voting in the Filipino youth. So yeah, that's how I started. And ayun, I'm currently a college student. So ayun, finals din guys. Patapos na yung SEM. Yun na lang naman inaabala ko right now. Yun. So sige, sunod naman. Go, Jeff!
Hi everybody, I'm Jeff Rutan Husay. I'm the current grassroots head, no? Formerly Caravan Subcommittee Head and ngayon, head na ng grassroots team and co-convener ng We The Youth Vote. Actually, no, nakatutuwa kasi may podcast kang ganito. Bago ko makalimutan kasi baka mamaya makalimutan ko siya. Nakatuwa na may podcast kang ganito. And ayun, ang sa akin kasi kaya ako nagsimula lang dito sa organization na to. Dahil din sa passion ko na mahikayat yung mga kabataan na bumoto, no? Nung pinakitaan ako ng statistics one time na parang 40 million yung parang hindi pa ata registered or yung youth voter, sabi ko, pwede nang magpanalo ng presidente to eh, di ba? Duterte won by 16 million votes compared sa 25 million votes na natanggap ng other presidential, you know, yung mga tumakbo nung 2016 elections for president. So, sa akin, importante yung kasi tayo yung magmamana nito. Bako ko makalimutan ha. Ayun. And masaya ako na nandito si Hannah and yun nga, si Kay. Ayun. So, ayun lang naman.
Okay. So, hi. Ako naman si Kay. Tulad ni H at ni Jeff, part din ako ng grassroots external. Pero I'm leading the subcommittee within the team, the toolkit team. Essentially, what we do is para kami nag-handle ng voters education and registration toolkit na para magamit ng iba pang kabataan kung gusto nila lang mag-set up ng kanilang initiatives on voters registration and voters education. So, tulad na rin ang sinabi nila H of Jeff, I wanted to join With The Youth Vote because advocate din ako ng democracy at isa sa pinaka clear manifestations ng democracy ay ang ating mga elections. Gusto ko rin sanang ma-encourage yung fellow youth na importante kahit iniisip natin na bata lang tayo or wala tayong magagawa dahil sa ating mga edad. Mayroon pa rin tayong role sa ating bansa. At yun ay isa na rito ay ang mag-register at mag-vote lalo na sa incoming elections.
Wow, thank you for that. So, it's mostly out of passion and you just wanna be the voice, diba? Tayo din yung, we have the platform, may kakayanan naman tayo, so might as well use all these platforms properly, wisely. Kaya yun nga, it's nice then to have We The Youth Vote. We have this organization to spread awareness then. Pero, going more into the organization, how did We The Youth Vote start? Kailan ba ito nag-start and bakit?
Go H. si Hana talaga yun yung ano, yun yung original. So
bakit ganon? Hindi, kasi yung partnerships kasi we went through a lot of changes bago kami naging yung grassroots team right now. So I was part of the original team handling, ang tawag pa namin sa amin ng orgs and partnerships. So we were the ones handling yung parang pag-spread ng launch. Pero it really started dahil sa co-conveners natin. So kung kinala niyo sina Kuya Ivan Picasso, ganon, sila talaga yung nag-start. Kasi they saw na, yun nga, if, di ba, Isabel, nakapunta ka kasi nung orientation. So, dun sa pitch deck, makikita mo yung statistics. And that really sparked something. Katulad nga nung kay Jet na, oh, we need to do something. Tapos sabi kasi nila, syempre, hindi naman pwedeng, kasi, sana nila ito marinig, char, pero medyo matatanda or on the older ano side of yung mga, yung conveners natin. Alam naman nila yon. Lagi nila binabingit din. So sabi nila, okay, let's make this something for the youth. So nag-invite sila ng mga kung saan-saan nilang mga sarili nilang organization. So hatak lang ng hatak ng mga youth to start this initiative. Tapos, it actually started ng mga parang focus group discussions lang. Tapos na-realize na, okay, let's make this bigger into an initiative talaga for information dissemination of the joy of voting. So, laging in-emphasizing yung joy of voting. Kasi, parang, bakit ba tayo pumoboto, diba? Parang, ano bang importance nito sa atin, sa buhay? And that's really what we're trying to do here. Kaya, ayun. So, yung With the Youth Vote, it really started like that. Nag-launch kami, I think, September or October last year. Tapos ngayon, we're really revamping the partnerships para maka-reach pa ng more audiences.
Ayun, nice. And yeah nga, nung orientation, nakita ko yung statistics. Parang nakakagana to be part of the org more, to be active sa org, to actually spread this, yung register to vote. Not only that, kasi you have to also educate. Hindi lang naman kayo mag-e-end pagtapos na yung election, di ba? So, with that, ano yung plans nyo? Ano yung aim nyo sa org? Kasi, ayun, next year na yung elections. Ano gagawin nyo after?
After ba? Kasi ngayon, nireramp up namin yung voter registration and education caravan. No? Ine-emphasize muna namin yung voter registration kasi September 30 na ang deadline, no? And yung education kasi pwede naman siyang after September 30. And after nito kasi, after the general elections of 2022, meron pang SK elections ng December. So, lalo na yun kasi ang SK elections para talaga sa mga kabataan, eh, kasi boboto ang mga kabataan dapat doon, di ba? Yun lang yung parang mga botante sa SK elections. So ayun, after the 2022 elections, meron pang SK elections, and yung With the Youth Vote naman, ang paniniwala ko hindi lang naman siya titigil kada election, eh. Kasi kung kada election lang tayo titingin, maghihintay lang tayo na maghihintay, no? And I think that's the reason why si Attorney Owen Ricalde, the head of the legal team, lagi niyang ini-emphasize yung civil participation, hindi lang yung participation natin sa political, yung vocal lang tayo sa political process, pero yung pagsalin natin. Kasi yun ngayon, yun yung problema ng iba, eh, di ba? Sige, baboto ko. Pero yung pagpipilian, halimbawa lang for mayor, si Mayor A at si Mayor B, pare sila kurakot. So wala rin, di ba? Kahit sabihin mong lesser evil, evil is evil. So ayun, kaya yun, siguro after the general elections and the SK elections, ayun, baka i-engage din namin yung youth na maging leaders din ng kanilang community. Ayun.
Wow, I love that. Totoo naman, ito nga sinabi ko din sa episode ko about registering to vote, na hindi lang kayo dapat mag-register to vote. Ano na, o nga, nag-register to vote nga kayo, pero yung i-vote nyo naman hindi yung proper or fit na political system. Kaya nga, hindi siya nagsistop sa, okay, nakapag-register na ako, at saka mag-vote na ako for next year, okay na yon. Hindi siya doon magsistop. Kaya nga, ayun, this org is doing really well then, hindi lang register to vote, pero really talaga yung educate, yung be informed talaga sa kung ano nangyayari ngayon. It's really something. So, with that, ano yung message na gusto nyo sabihin sa youth? in making this org, ano talaga yung gusto niyong ipahayag sa mga youth or kahit sa mga nakatatanda na din?
I feel like the main message na gusto namin iparating is we as the youth really have the capacity to change what's going on in our country. Kasi I think one of the reasons why there still aren't many young people who register and who vote is because We the Youth Vote also said this. Now, one of the reasons why young people don't really feel like voting or registering to vote is because they feel like their single vote doesn't matter much in the grand scheme of things. But in reality, when we look at the statistics nga, tulad ng sabi ni Jeff at ni H, talagang it would really make a change. So we wanted to really emphasize that point sa lahat ng mga projects namin sa We the Youth Vote.
Yeah, tsaka ano, yung sinasabi talaga na parang, isang boto lang ako. Sobrang naano ako doon. Kasi parang, edi kung ikaw isang boto, tapos lahat tayo sinabi natin isang boto lang, edi wala nang bumoto, diba? So parang, we're really trying to debunk that na hindi mo kaya. Kasi kaya mo. Tsaka ina-emphasize naman natin na 40 million strong. So hindi ka isang tao lang nagagalaw. It's 40 million individuals moving towards something. And that's like a better Philippines for all of us.
Pwede ko dagdagan yung sinabi ni H. Okay. Ang sinabi ni H kasi diba yung isang boto. Lagi ko itong binibigyan na example. Kasi iba yung tinuturo lang namin, yung sinasabi lang namin na, hindi ka isang boto lang, etc. Iba yun sa, dun sa na-experience mo talaga. Sabi nga, diba, experience is the best teacher. So, speaking of experience, merong experience tayo sa Philippines, no? Local elections naman siya na hindi mo masabi na isa na ang boto mo. Diba sa Philippines, ang sistema sa Philippines, hindi siya tulad sa United States sa parang by state ang boto. Ang binibilang dito kung ilan yung nakuha mong boto at kung mas marami ka nakuha ang boto, ikaw yung mananalo. Diba? Merong town sa Palawan na local town siya and for mayor to ha, for mayoralty post to. Dalawa silang tumakbo, nag-tie sila. And according to the Omnibus Election Code, pag nag-tie, it's either magto-toss coin ka or something ganun. May provision na ganun sa Omnibus Election Code. So nag-toss coin sila. And imagine kung halimbawa apat tayo doon sa nandoon nag-reside and registered voter doon sa town sa Palawan na yun. Kung apat tayong bumoto for Mayor A instead of Mayor B, malaki yun eh. Iba yung 1,004 votes sa 1,000 votes. Mananalo pa rin yung 1,004 votes. So ayun, hindi lang isang boto mo. And you need to remember, siguro ha, you need to remember na yung boto mo, boses mo yan eh. Lagi ko itong sinasabi sa mga speaking engagements na yung importante sa atin, no, sa tao, lahat tayo, may mga kanya-kanya tayong mga priority sa buhay. Pero yung pinaka-importante sa atin, yun yung ma-feel natin na nagmamatter tayo, na worthy tayo, and naririnig tayo. And if you want to be heard, no, if you want to be heard in the political process of the Philippines para malaman ng buong bansa na kung saan ka tumitindi, kailangan mo bumoto, no? Kailangan mo bumoto. Ayun. So kung halimbawa gusto mo ng politiko or public servant na for agriculture, you need to first, of course, you need to register and you need to educate yourself. Sino ba ang pro agriculture, yung nangangalinga sa mga magsasaka. Tapos kung wala sa kanila, halimbawa sa town niyo walang pro magsasaka doon sa inyo, pro agriculture. And then siguro ito na yan yung time na hindi ka lang boboto, tatakbo ka na rin, 'di ba? Kung qualified ka naman, kung nasa tamang edad ka na to run, no, for a certain post na gusto mo, takbo ka. Ayun. And yun nga, ang pagbabago naman, hindi naman yan. Hindi naman yan yung hinihingi mo sa iba. Dapat nanggagaling mismo sa iyo yan. So, kung gusto mo ng pagbabago, it should start within you. And from that, di ba, from that change, sabi nga, may isang katagayan na rin ko, if you change, everybody changes. So, if you want to change the perspective of people around you, no, you need to change first para makapag-create ka ng change to others.
Yeah, wow. I love what you said, yung bottom mo, bosses mo. It's really, really, really powerful. And yun, we're talking about voting na. I want to hear from each of you guys. Why is it important to vote?
Feeling ko naman actually nasabi na ni Jet. Pero for me kasi, okay, so medyo maging academic na to. Pero recently kasi I read something about how parang why people voted for a certain official that we have right now. So si Duterte. And what I liked about this article, as it said na, it's really countering this idea that people who voted for them are stupid or bobo. Kasi yun yung lagi nating naririnig sa tao. And that's not true. You know, people have agency. People have, you know, the brains to think for themselves. And what really mattered to me in this article was it said na parang, ang importante kasi nararamdaman ng tao na kaya nila, na meron silang stake in the things that are happening in the Philippines right now. And yun talaga for me eh. Kasi ako, as a person, kailangan kong makita na, oh, what I'm doing is changing something. And that was why parang nanalo. Parang yun yung nagpapanalo kay Duterte na people felt like through him, something's going to change. And for me, parang pwede nating anhin na through voting, through this act of, you know, registering to vote, educating yourself, going to your, ano, parang sa sites pag election day na, that's really something that shows na ako, meron akong capacity to do something about this or whatever is happening in the country and to vote for people. Kasi, emphasize din natin, ang elections naman, hindi lang yan presidente. You're also voting for senators. So, yung senators kasi, very interesting din to. Kasi yung senators, kung isipin mo, mas malakas pa sila sa presidente kasi mas tatagal sila sa presidente in the government. So, while we're really parang, as in, as people, malaki din yung focus natin on voting for the president. We should also look at the other people we're voting for, the other people who aren't as, you know, big names like senators or governors, and then even, lalo yung SK election. So, yun yung gusto ko about We the Youth Vote Now, right? We're also emphasizing na hindi naman ito natatapos sa national elections. Kasi sa barangay pa lang natin, ang dami nang nangyayari, ang daming pwedeng mangyari, and people don't look at that much, but we should, you know, kasi doon nagsisimula eh, doon nagsisimula yung mga, a lot of people na parang in politics right now, may background din sa, nagsimula sila sa mababa or siguro smaller position na yon, and eventually they scale up. So parang dapat as the youth, matagal-tagal pa tayo sa Pilipinas mga beshi, parang dapat ngayon pa lang nakatutok na tayo sa mga ganong bagay. So yon, really it's the agency and being able to vote. Kasi ayoko maniwala na, you know, people are just swayed by money or they're just swayed by rhetoric. Hindi eh. There's really this aspect of feeling like you have the power to do something.
Jumping off of what H said then, aside from the agency, feeling ko, it's like voting is a way to demand accountability then. So if you look at our current president now, kung titingnan natin to, like, the reason why they decided to vote for him and not the others is because probably they felt like yung traditional Philippine politicians natin ay hindi talaga nakikinig sa mga masa. And dahil bagong-bago tong rhetoric ni Duterte na talagang simpleng tao lang, ngayon, nilagay ng kapwa Pilipino natin si Duterte bilang presidente dahil naniniwala sila na baka ito pwede talagang baguhin ang ating bansa. So, yung mere decision lang of choosing to vote or not to vote is in its very essence a practice of accountability na rin. Ngayon, kung hindi ka naman bumoto, ang ibig sabihin nito ay hindi ka talaga marami namang reason kung bakit hindi bumoto ang isang tao. Pero kung you made a conscious decision to not vote, yun kasi ang isa sa pinaka core features ng democracy, accountability. At kung hindi mo hinuhold, if you don't hold these officials accountable for what they've done in the past and what they will do in the future, talagang ang resulta nito ay ang mga taong nasa gobyerno natin ay hindi true representatives ng Philippines. Ayun lang.
Akin naman, yung basic lang, no? Kasi di ba, nagbigay yung framers sa constitution, naglaan ng isang article for that, di ba, yung suffrage, the right to suffrage, Article 5. At lalo na sa mga kababaihan, sa kababaihan to, ipinaglaban ng mga kababaihan yung karapatan at bumoto. For these reasons, no, na kailangan marinig yung boses naman nila. Diba, in a patriarchal society, para kailangan naman nila magkaroon ng say. So basically, kailangan mong bumoto. Kasi bukod sa mga sinabi ko kanina at sa mga sinabi ni Kate at ni H, kailangan bumoto kasi karapatan mo yan. You need to exercise your vote, and somebody in the past na hindi ka man kilala, ipinaglaban ang karapatan mo na you are, di ba, exercising right now, na may choice ka na ngayon, di ba? Dati, kung babae ka dati, wala kang karapatan bumoto. Ngayon, na may karapatan ka ng bumoto, hindi ka naman na maboto, di ba? Parang it's a shame lang na parang na may lumaban for you ng sa karapatan mo, and yet you're not exercising it. And ayun, sa mga kabataan din, na yun nga, yung numbers natin, di ba, ang laki-laki nun eh, it's too big to disregard, no, yung 40 million registered voters, ang laki nun eh. Hindi naman sa may ayun, kasi kanina may mga kinikilingan. Well, obvious naman na may kinikilingan tayo dito, no, kung saan man tayo, na yung may binabanggit na sila kanina ng mga pangalan, ang laki nun eh. And bukod sa malaki yun, tayo kasi yung magmamana nito. Diba? Alam mo na yung problema ng Pilipinas. Nandiyan yung korupsyon. Naniniwala tayo doon na may korupsyon. Alam natin na may kahirapan. Alam natin na may maraming kriminalidad. Alam natin na matagal pa yung kapayapaan. Diba sa Mindanao? So ikaw, bilang kabataan na magmamana ng problemang ito, you need to ask yourself, diba? Ano ba yung ambag mo sa lipunan? At hindi naman yung ambag na, hindi lang sa tax and all, pero yung ambag mo na, ano ba yung maitutulong mo for the country, that could contribute for the country, no? Yung simple bang boto na yan, di ba? If all of us, 40 million youth voters, ay baboto sa isang kandidato na alam mo yun, would protect our sovereignty, would fight for us, di ba? Iba yun eh. Kaya ayun, tayo, yun nga din, lang kaya doon sa kababaihan, di ba, and sa kabataan, tayo ang magmamana na nito. And if you want to change kung ano man yung nakita natin, poverty, corruption, di ba, discrimination, you need to vote. And gusto ko lang ulitin yung i-emphasize din yung sinabi ni H kanina, na kung ang paniniwala mo, isang boto lang yung sa'yo, at kung 40 million na youth voters ay nag-iisip din ng ganun, walang mangyayari, di ba? Nothing will happen kung hindi tayo kukilos. Ayun. And lastly, no. Ang pagbabago, yun yung permanent sa mundo eh. Lahat nag-e-end, no. Pero yung change, permanent 'yan. Laging nagbabago. And if you want to be part of that change, you need to vote.
Yeah, I agree to everything you guys said. Totoo nga. Wow, that's very powerful then. And now I have here, I actually asked questions from my listeners, and I got a few. So, okay, let's start this. Someone asked, if we're underage, what are some ways we can still make an impact in the upcoming voting? Commercial break in 3, 2, 1. A big shout out to Pedaliver. The Filipina Journey is partnered up with Pedaliver, a delivery app that uses bikes. They're eco-friendly and they offer the lowest rates. So, download the Pedaliver app now, available in the App Store and Google Play. And don't forget to use the code Filipina to get 15 pesos off your delivery. Okay, back to the episode.
May sagot ba?
Ikaw muna, Jet. Go na.
Ah, sige. Kung underage ka, uulitin ko lang yung tanong, kung underage ka, ano yung pwede mong matulong, no? Siguro, kung underage ka ngayon na nakikinig ka sa podcast ni Isabel, alam ko naman na edukado ka kasi nakikinig ka sa, ano yun, alam ko lahat ng mga nakikinig sa podcast ni Isabel, well-educated naman. So kung well educated ka and kahit wala ka pang ano yun, wala ka pang ano yun, parang hindi ka pa registered kasi hindi ka pa qualified, siguro ang maitutulong mo yun yung ma-spread yung information about candidates, no, help spread information about candidates where they stand, and to ano, to encourage people to vote, no. Ang with this vote naman, hindi naman kami nag-discriminate sa edad, eh. Like what H said, di ba? Yung mga ibang members, ibang conveners ng With Youth Vote, nasa 30 plus na, di ba? Hindi kami nag-discriminate sa edad. Ang gusto namin na ma-empower yung kabataan. At kung kabataan ka na hindi ka pa qualified na bumoto, you can help us, no? You can help us, yun, sa caravan namin na to educate people na to vote wisely. Kami hindi naman, non-partisan kami, pero ano namin, sinasabi namin lagi na to vote wisely. Sino ba yung dapat iboto? Not in a specific person, pero their characteristics, di ba? Kung alimbawa lang, sa lugar ninyo, no, ang problema ay yung kakulangan sa tubig or may problema sa kuryente, something. Sino ba dun sa mga kandidatong yun? Yung sa mga, sa background nila, yung may experience para doon matugunan yun. Or kung hindi man sa experience, yung credentials sila as a leader. O mapagkakatiwalaan ba, makatutulog ka ba sa gabi kapag ano, kapag sila ang nahalal, 'di ba? Hindi ka na mag-iisip sa araw-araw kung saan napupunta yung 15 billion. Speaking of PhilHealth, naalala ko na naman. So, ayun, you can help to spread information and to convince them, not just to spread information and to ano, but to convince people to vote, then to convince people na to register and to vote. Ayun. And ayun, sabi mo, and yung maganda ngayon kasi sabihin mo, ang sasabihin mo, 'di ba? Hindi pa ako, pwede mo sabihin 'yun, maging rhetoric mo 'yun, eh. Hindi pa nga ako registrado pero excited na akong bumoto. Ikaw na nasa edad mo na 'yan, hindi ka bumoto, 'di ba? 'Di ba? So ayun, find people na ano, you would think na mako-convince mo. And pag na-convince mo na sila, ano, tulungan mo sila na mag-convince ng tao para networking, 'di ba? Yun.
To add to that din, importante talagang conversations, eh, when it comes to helping people realize their role in the society. Pero, so, it starts small. You can start having conversations with your family or with your friends. Although mahirap, lalo na kung kausap mo ay mas matanda sa'yo, minsan, sasabihin nila sa'yo ay bata ka pa lang, hindi mo pa alam kung ano totoong nangyayari. Huwag mong papaniwalaan yun. Dahil ikaw ang mamana ng ating bansa. At kung sinabi naman sa'yo ito, sabihin mo na lang na kung ako bata pa lang at mawala na kayo, anong klaseng bansa ang iiwan mo para sa amin? Diba? And bilang kabataan din, feeling ko naman kahit bata tayo, meron pa rin tayong circle of influence. So sa mga schools natin, classmates, groupmates, kaibigan, pwede tayong magsimula doon. Kausapin mo sila, and hikayatin mo rin sila, nakausapin ang kanilang mga kapamilya, kabarkada, kaibigan. Ano yung nagsimula talaga yan? Tulad ng sinabi ni Jeff, nagsimula siya sa'yo. And kapag na-realize mo na ikaw rin ay may agency upang makatulong sa incoming elections, kahit ikaw ay underage, meron ka rin capacity to influence the others around you. So, huwag ka ma-discourage kung ikaw ay underage at hindi ka pa nakakaboto. Kasi sobrang marami pang paraan para makatulong ka maliban sa pag-vote. So, ayun.
Tsaka guys, it's not like hindi kayo tatanda. Your time will come to vote. So, why not educate yourselves na rin talaga? Tapos yun, as in talagang, kasi ako, kahit ako, like I had friends and family na hindi pa nag-register to vote. Sana di sila nakikinig. Pero as in, they weren't registered. Parang nung 17 pa lang, sabi ko, ano ba guys, ako nga gusto ko mag-register. So, mag-register na kayo. Kasi ako, hindi naman ako naniniwala na kung hindi ka bumoto, wala kang karapatan mag ano, seek ng accountability. Kasi hindi lang naman voting ang participation natin sa democracy. But it makes up a lot of it, you know. It's really a big reason of why we have democracy. So parang sa akin, mag-register na kayo, please, guys. Lalo ngayon, okay, it's June 10, the last day is September 30. A lot of time. Yung mga nagka-cram dyan, wag na kayong mag-cram. May mga araw pa ng disinfection ang mga COMELEC offices nyo. So, you know, mag-register na kayo sa iRegistro at pumunta na kayo, magpa-register na kayo dun sa mga hindi underage dyan. Kilala nyo naman mga sarili nyo.
Uy, wait lang. Pwede na lang gawing tagline yung nandoon sa statement na sa suot mo, H. Pakita mo, H. Pakita mo.
Okay, so this is my org shirt kasi and it says, for a purpose for the people. So, yun din naman. Love na love ko tong org na to. So, dito sa We The Youth Vote, pero very true to what We The Youth Vote does naman. Guys, wala kaming bayad dito, ha? Ang akin lang naman. This is all volunteer work of really passionate people. Lalo yung mga, guys, gusto ko lang sabihin, sobrang passionate ng mga co-conveners and yung mga older members talaga. As in, very inspiring, you know, to work with people from different kinds of industries. Tapos makikita mo na they're really, isipin nyo may mga 8-hour jobs to mga to, kung ano-anong ginagawa na the time, you know, to boost this campaign, to educate people to vote.
Yeah, and going back lang to what, do you have anything to say? Go lang.
Mike lang, si Attorney Owen nga, di ba, nagpapahinga na sa Netherlands, pero, ano, di ba, parang, G&G pa rin siya dito, si Attorney Owen Ricalde, the head of the legal teams. And ayun, pati pala yung, kami, kung ang volunteers, kung inconveners, wala silang bayad, ganun din doon sa mga influencers na kasama namin dito. Sila Miss Ria Taide, si Miss Mela Habijan. Yung mga influencers na yun, sila, yun, pati si Juan Miguel Severo, pag ini-invite sila to speak, wala silang bayad. Out of, ano lang yun, out of love for the country. Ayan. Para lang klaro, kasi baka mamaya, ano, parang matignan nila yung video dahil may mga influencers sa parang sophisticated, hindi po. Yung With The Youth Vote, ano sila, kami, free to, yung kawang gawa ba in Tagalog. Yun. For the country naman, for the betterment of our country.
Yeah, totoo nga. And, ayun nga, I was saying lang na, going back to what Kay said, she said, yung conversations, important nga yun. And you mentioned yung mga elderly. And I actually got here a question na similar to that. Tinanong niya, what do you do with parents who don't support you on, quote-unquote, being a voice? Yung siguro yung mga, ito yung sinasabihan sila na, ay, hindi yan safe. Pag nag-share-share ka dyan, baka kung ano mangyari pa sa'yo. Ano yung stand nyo on that? Any advice or anything?
Okay, sige. Kaya mo ba, H? Ko muna.
Nisip ko paano ba? Kasi my parents are actually very supportive. So, kami buong pamilya, sabay-sabay kami pumunta noong 2016. Kasi, or hindi pala, noong 2019 election, so for senator. So, kasi hindi pa ako eligible noong 2016. So, noong mga 2019 eligible na ako, sabay-sabay kami talaga ng pamilya pumunta. And ako, wala. Hindi naman sasagutin mo sila, pero you really have to engage in conversation. You know, respectfully, kasi talaga namang may barriers talaga of respect dito sa Philippines and mahirap talaga labanan yan. But for me, you really have to initiate the conversation then. Tsaka, ang akin lang naman, tayo yung magmamana nito eh. Alam mo, realistically, by the time na parang, kunwari, sabihin natin mga 40s na tayo, medyo older na yung parents natin and they have less of a stake in what's happening in the Philippines. I mean, that's parang very dystopian or very sad to think about. But it's true, you know. Kasi by that time, tayo na yung mga may anak, o diba? So parang it's really just a cycle. And we can't keep perpetuating the cycle na walang conversations about these things na nangyayari, na we're not doing anything, na we're not being a voice. Kasi yun din gusto ko i-emphasize, ha? Hindi tayo dito to empower the powerless or to give a voice to the voices. Kasi may boses na ang tao, may boses na ang masa, may boses na ang kabataan. We're really just here to amplify and to remind people to use that voice. Kasi wala, I mean, ayoko talaga, I really don't support the narrative na, you know, we're doing this kasi tayo yung may power and we're giving power to these people. No, we're not. We all have that power, and it's just that there are systems that are trying to suppress us. So we're really just here to remind people na they can do something about it. So yun, ang akala naman, you know, speak to your parents, talk about these kinds of things. I know it's hard, promise, you know, there are still some things na mahirap pa rin to talk about with parents, and that's natural. Pero wala eh, kung hindi mo kausapin, sino kakausap? Kaibigan mo, ganon. Diba? Issue mo sa bahay, pero sila kakausap? Hindi, ikaw talaga. So you really have to be the one to initiate that conversation with your parents or with older people.
Gusto ko yung sinabi ni H yung amplify. Gagamitin ko yan next time. Amplify. Hindi, ako naman, ako si H kasi ano siya, nga, yung try to start a conversation. Pero if you have exhausted all of your resources, pag, di ba nga yung may, yung, nalala ko yung konsepto nung ano, yung bahala na. Yung bahala na, hindi naman yung parang, yung bahala na, hindi naman yung sign na ano eh, na parang laziness, di ba? Ang ibig lang sabihin ng bahala na na-exhaust mo na lahat ng kaya mong gawin and you have no choice but to, you know, to believe na lang in the higher power, in the calling of the higher power. Yung ganun, di ba? Yung religious side ng mga Filipinos. Ayun, so pag na-exhaust mo na lahat ng resources mo, pag nagamit mo na, ginawa mo na lahat ng mga kaya mo, and you know, you have to accept the fact that you're not everyone's cup of tea, even, di ba? Kahit sa malalapit sa iyo. So ayun, if you cannot convince them, halimbawa lang kasi yung wag mag-share ganyan ganyan, but you have stands, no? Hindi naman kasi alam niyo ano, sa lahat ng nakikinig mo, ewan ko lang, parang maraming naka-experience ng ganun eh. Parang iba yung stand nung kahit relative mo tapos sa iyo, and you want to change their perspective, but if you cannot change their perspective, di ba? Sabi ni Dr. Maya Angelou, change the way you look at the perspective. And then, doon, pag na-change mo na yung pagtingin mo, yung angle ng pagtingin mo sa perspective na yun, doon mo siya i-engage, no? Doon mo siya i-change. If you cannot change something, change the angle. Ayun. Pero, yun nga, ang advice ko sa iyo, kung sino ka man, and alam ko marami rin naka-experience nito, if you have exhausted all your efforts, wala na talaga. You're not everyone's cup of tea. So, you need, just leave it be. Tsaka, pwede ko bang may kwento dito yung nakatong story sa from PUP? Kasi, meron kaming event with PETA. PETA Readings Vote and Impact Leadership. Tapos, nag-fill up tong PUP student sign up sheet. Meron dong part na i-explain mo kung bakit ganun yung boto mo. I cannot remember kung anong tanong yun. Pero, ito yung statement na nilagay niya dun sa explanation form. Kung bakit di siya boboto. Hindi ako boboto, di ba? Period lang. Hindi na siya humingi ng rason. Hindi ako boboto. Hihintayin ko na lang mamatay ang mga matanda. Tapos kami, narinig namin yun. Nakita ko yun. Tawa ko ng tawa.
Kasi wala.
Ganon. Sabi ko, alam mo talaga yung mga taga PUP and UP and other state universities, napaka-totoo talaga nila. As in hardcore totoo. Alam mo yan, H, di ba? And, okay. So, ganun, at tawa kami. As yung si Ma'am Beng, the executive director of PETA, siya yung nag-share nun. Tawa kami ng tawa. Tapos, ayun. Alam nyo yun? So, bigyan ko lang kayo ng ano ha. Kasi alam ko na hindi lang. Yung tanong na kasi, ano yun eh. Na-experience ng marami yun eh. Kaya ganun, is either hintayin mo na lang sila, ano, matay. Or just leave them be, di ba? And, or ano, make an impact, no? Impact leadership. Make an impact sa ano na would change their perspective. Kung hindi mo man kaya silang i-convince through words, through conversation, change mo na lang yung ano mo, yung lifestyle mo na be impactful sa lives sila. And yun, malay mo one time magsabi sila, alam mo, hindi ko naisip yung sinabi mo dati. Tama ka pala. O, diba? Kasi sa actions mo, diba? Action speaks louder than words. Ayun lang.
Ako naman, kasi naranasan ko na yan. Hindi ako pinigahan mag-apply ng internship para sa isang specific politician. Tapos, yung isa sa mga magulang ko, binoto naman ng isang politician na very undemocratic, so to say, or illiberal. So, para sa akin, conversation talaga. Hindi lang conversation, respectful conversation. Kasi kung unang reaction mo sa kanila ay galit or walang respeto, talagang hindi kanila papakinggan. So, tulad din ng sinabi ni Jess, kailangan mo ipakita sa actions mo eh. So, ang ginawa ko is, patuloy lang talaga ako nakikipag-usap sa kanila. Pero nung nalaman ko yung political stance nila and yung feelings nila tungkol sa aking involvement towards other political things, talagang kinausap ko sila. Like sa dinner, lagi namang kumakain. Like pag kumakain kayo with your parents sa dinner, bring up nyo lang yung mga nakita nyo sa balita. Tapos tanongin mo kung anong iniisip nila about it. Or kaya, importante din na tingnan mo rin yung side nila. Kung bakit ganito ang iniisip nila. Kung bakit ayaw kanilang payagan. At kung na-exhaust mo na yun, tulad ng sinabi ni Jeff, na-exhaust mo na lahat ng means para kausapin sila ng may respeto at ipakita sa iyong mga, sa actions mo, na talagang pure ang intentions mo towards involving yourself or participating in political participation. Kung underage ka, ang masasabi ko na lang is, kung underage ka kasi, talagang nasa under ka pa ng control ng magulang mo. So, pero hindi ibig sabihin nun, wala kang magagawa. Kung pwede kang sumali sa mga non-partisan organizations, tulad na lang ng We The Youth Vote. Nung sumali ako dito, hindi pa ako legal. 19 lang kasi ako. So, you know, mas matagal pa ako naging underage kaysa naging legal. So, talagang naranasan ko na lahat ng worries nila. Pero kasi feeling ko din, kapag nakita nila na yung sinasabi mo at yung mga ginagawa mo ay hindi isang act lamang at ito isang parang way of life na talagang gusto mong tumulong at gusto mong tumulong para sa ating bansa, makikita nila yun eventually. It will take time pero it will really pay off in the future. And they'll slowly start to accept it then. Kahit hindi completely. And they'll start listening to you more. Kasi minsan, siguro pag bata ka, nasa isip nila. Ito kasi lagi sinasabi sa akin. Masyado kang ideal, kay. Masyado kang hindi ka pa napupunta sa reality ng ganyang bansa. Or sasabihin nila, ganyan din kami nung bata kami, pero tingnan mo ngayon. Kaya sumuko na kami. Yun ang laging linya nila. Pero pag nakita nila na pag nakita nila na talagang passionate ka talaga at part of your identity na tumulong sa iba, they'll slowly start to accept and support you then in the long run. So, ano siya eh, it's a waiting game then when it comes to your parents. So, ayun.
Yeah, I totally agree to everything you guys said. Ako naman, may mga kakilala din ako na elder na they don't believe the same things that I do. Basta opposite. What I do na lang is, basta you hear my side, I hear your side. At the end of the day, let's respect each other's decision. And at least na-inform ka with my stand, na-inform ako with your belief. Pero at the end of the day talaga, respect na lang sa decision ng isa't isa. So, yun, respectful conversations para din peaceful yung flow ng conversation niyo.
Pero ano ha, Isabel, may demarcation line sa akin, may demarcation line yan eh. Okay lang, sabi nga ni Voltaire ata yun na and I know alam na ko doon na iba man tayo ng opinion, 'di ba? Nasa opposing side man tayo, I will fight to the death para ipaglaban yung karapatan mong sabihin yun. Pero kung yung opinion mo tramples other people, halimbawa ang opinion natin sa halimbawa racism, sa context ng racism, ang opinion mo mas superior ang mga puti kaysa doon sa mga African Americans. So, 'di ba? Yung opinion na yun, hindi ko nirerespeto. Eh. Halimbawa sa iba pang mga sa ibang mga minorya, no? Halimbawa yung mga ang opinion mo sa mga katutubo, mga madudumi, mga hindi edukado, mga uncivilized, yun yung hindi ko nirespeto. Kasi nakatrampol yun ng human rights ng ibang tao eh. Diba? Halimbawa, ito pa, kasi sa context natin sa Philippines lang din, yung gusto mong ipapatay lahat ng addict, as if, diba? Parang pagkapanganak sa kanila, addict na agad sila. 'di ba? It's a matter kung dapat i-consider mo kung saan sila nanggagaling, ano ba yung sitwasyon nila, 'di ba? Ano ba yung environment nila. So yun yung mga siguro yun yung demarcation line. If halimbawa ang opinion mo mas gusto ayaw mo ng pineapple sa pizza, ako gusto ko yun. O, ayun, o di sige, okay lang sa iyo, okay lang sa akin, 'di ba? Pero kung yung opinion mo nakaapak na ibang tao, na, 'di ba, nagdi-discriminate, nanghuhusga, yun yung hindi ko siguro. Sa akin ha, ewan ko lang kay Hannah and okay. Siguro ganun din siguro sa kanila.
Yeah, I totally agree naman. Yeah, super agree ako with you. Depende din sa situation din. Ayun nga, we really have to see kung ano yung situation. And, ayun, to end this, we have here one last question. What is the best way to do after registering to vote?
Nag-isip-isip ka na sinong iboboto mo. Yun naman talaga yung next step eh. Kasi guys, hindi titigil lang sa pag-rehistro para lang may ID ka, ganun. Kasi valid ID ang voter's ID, although medyo matagal yung proseso pagkuha nung ano eh. Share ko lang yung tatay ko 10 years bago niya nakuha yung card niya. Pero pwede naman kasi yung meron yung slip. So it's important that you have that slip. You keep that. Pero
ano na, national ID na ngayon? Ano?
Awe!
Oo, national ID na. Nag-intern kasi ako sa COMELEC. Pasensya na, insert ko lang before you proceed. Nag-intern kasi ako sa COMELEC. Tapos, pag maraming pumupunta pa rin for voter's ID. Yung national ID pala. Consistent rin pati yung voter's ID. Nandun na rin yun.
So, ayun. Pero yun, hindi lang tayo nagpaparehistro lang para lang makakuha ng ID or something like that. Talagang, you really have to look at who you want to vote. As early as now, syempre. I mean, I know, diba, syempre, non-partisan tayo, pero as individuals, we have our own stances. But you really have to look beyond colors. You have to look beyond individual people or look beyond the campaigns, the rhetoric, and all of that. You really have to look at the plans, the track record. Kasi, dun yun na, ano eh, dun siya babagsak. Kung ano na bang nagawa nito? Para kanino ba yung ginagawa nito? You really have to start educating yourself of who you're going to vote for. Kasi aminin natin, ang voting hindi man siya black and white. There are really so many gray areas and you really have to take the time to look into those gray areas. Yan.
Does anyone want to add to that pa?
CK.
Ayun, wala.
Sabi na yung H yung sentiments ko. So, ikaw, Jeff, meron pa ba?
Bukod sa educating yourself, siguro convince others din to register din. Habang may time pa, no? September 30 na kasi ang deadline. Eh. Lagi namin binabanggit ang deadline kasi ang pag-educate naman sarili mo, pwede mong gawin from this month, from today hanggang May, di ba? May 2022. Pwede mo pang i-educate sarili mo, tignan, i-access mo sila. Pero yung pagpaparehistro hanggang 30 lang, wala nang deadline yan. Baka si hodang nalit ka o may mga inhabol ko something or busy ka sa ACADS or busy ka sa trabaho mo. Kasi hodang kung ano man yung rason mo, September 30 ang deadline, period. Kaya, you know, convince others to register hanggat may oras pa, hanggat may panahon pa.
Ayun nga. That's why I also had an episode about how to register to vote. Kasi I registered to vote like in the middle of the pandemic. Kaka-18 ko lang naman this Feb actually. Kaya, ayun, I had an episode, the process. I also included there kung why it's important to register to vote. And, ayun nga. And, ayun, do you have any advice or message to the youth or the Filipinos, especially incoming na yung election 2022, ano yung masasabi niyo?
Please register
at magpabakuna kayo. Yun lang naman. Kung pasok naman kayo sa categories na pwedeng magpabakuna, guys, let's go. Kasi paano kung pwede pala kayo, registered kayo, tapos biglang may mangyari. You know, let's try to boost our herd immunity. You know, let's keep ourselves safe, keep ourselves healthy. So, makakapagboto pa tayo ng May 2022.
Ayun, ganun din. Register and educate yourself and alam mo, kung papabakuna na pala ako. May schedule na ako, kaya na-excite ako. Na-excite ako kasi, alam mo, ang maganda kasi sa pagpapabakuna, safety, di ba? I mean, vaccines work. yun yung fact naman, scientific fact na nag-work yung vaccine. Pero ayun, before 2022 elections, you need to, yung ang pag-educate, hindi lang yun yung pag-research mo, yung finding their flaws, etc. It's really all about yung ano pag-assess mo. Kasi yung sa campaign period, dun, alam mo, di ba, nakita natin yung last election, 2019, 2016, doon sa campaign period, doon lumalabas lahat ng baho nila, lahat ng baho, lahat ng mga tinatago nila, and yung credibility nila na te-test sa campaign period. So, yun, if you want to, ano, if you want to more, to educate more, di ba, yung sarili mo, assess mo rin, di ba, hanggang may tunay-tunay naman yung pag-assess mo eh. And, ayun, and if you want, if ayun, hindi naman sa register, hindi naman sa pag-educate yourself. At yung, ayun, pag if you want to run, di ba, sa, alam ko sa October, pwede na mag-file, or kahit ngayon, hindi ko alam kung anong date, pero, ano eh, may filing of, may date for filing of candidacy. If you want to run in your community, go ahead. Di ba, mas maganda kung maraming kabataan na naglilingkod sa bayan. And ayun, if you want, if kung hindi ka mo kaya maglingkod at may kaibigan ka na gusto tumako, then support him, support her. Di ba? Kung maganda naman yung initiative niya, ganun. So let's help each other and let's make the Philippines better by 2022. At hindi lang sa 2022 ha. Ang sa mga corresponding years pa, 2023, ganyan. So ayun, let's make the Philippines a better country.
There you go. And wow, before I let you go, this is your time to promote your organization na din. So go ahead. The stage is yours.
Hana.
And so actually guys, if you have a school, syempre if you have a school, di ba? Hindi, actually, ano, basta meron kayong kakilala, for example, sa mga councils ng schools nyo, or actually even mga leaders sa church, we're welcome to all of those kinds of organizations. Kung ano ba yan, kunwari sports club. Basta you have an audience that's willing to listen, please contact us join.wetheyouthvote@gmail.com para makapag ano partner tayo, for example, for yung sinasabi nga naming caravan, so we can bring voters education to you. Kasi halimbawa baka gusto mo nga mag-initiate ng something pero hindi mo alam paano, so we have our toolkit, you know, yung ginagawa ni Nake, and then yung caravan na hinahead din na Jet. It's really to help people parang amplify the call for people to register, you know, to be educated voters. So join.wetheyouthvote@gmail.com. Tapos, yun nga, magparehistro na tayo guys, bit.ly/iregistro. So I'm going to send it in the chat. Baka pwede lang ilagay ni Isabel sa caption. Yeah.
And ano, Hana, yung ano, yung sign up sheet natin.
Ah, yeah, for volunteers. Wait lang, hinahanap ko pa nga actually. So, yun, we're always looking for volunteers. So, hindi naman to closed off to anybody. Like, literal, if you just wanna be part of, sabi nga natin, di ba, kahit underage ka, pwede kang sumama dito. Kasi we discriminate regarding age. Cool nga, so we actually have yung mga volunteers na medyo on the older side na. So, tinyurl.com/wtyv-volunteers. So, ito siya. Yarn. And wait lang, ang dami naming links. Wait lang, guys. Meron din kasi yung toolkit. It's actually free for all. As in, we're really making it open to the public. So, pwede nyo siyang i-check out. If nasa-shy kayong email pa kami. Pero yun naman, we're very open to collaborations, to partnerships, gaya nga ng podcast na to. So, that's tinyurl.com/letsvoteinkit. So, yung vote natin ay all caps, and then yung Kit, yung K in Kit is capital K. So check out these links, and then please do not hesitate talaga to email us. Ulitin ko lang, join.wetheyouthvote@gmail.com.
Yeah. Wait lang, pwede ba may explain ni ano ni K for kahit 30 seconds lang kung ano yung toolkit? Gist lang.
Yeah, go ahead.
Toolkit, parang siyang instruction manual. So, bale, ang laman nito, merong step-by-step procedures. Kung wari, gusto mo mag-host ng sarili mo, voters education and registration campaign sa school mo or kahit sa ibang lugar, kahit sa local community mo, nilagay namin din yung mga step-by-step process na kailangan. At meron ding mga documents doon, to, mga template letters, certificates, checklists, para pag nagpa-plano kayo, alam nyo kung saan kayo magsisimula, alam nyo kung anong kailangan yung gawin. At yun, para maging time efficient na rin tayo pagdating dito. Kasi September ng deadline. So gusto namin matulungan kayong simula ng inyong mga initiatives. So buksan nyo lang yung toolkit at makikita nyo dun yung mga instructions at yung mga documents.
Yun, there you go. And I'll be putting all the links naman sa episode description. So you can check it out then. I'll include their Instagram and Facebook page to then. So again, thank you so much, Hannah, Jeff, and Kay, for being here with me. It's a very insightful and informative episode ngayon. And yeah, thank you so much. And don't forget to register to vote and educate yourself for the upcoming election. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Isabel.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Filipina Journey, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Spotify to get updated whenever we post a new episode. If you have any questions and/or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through our social media platforms. That will be it for today, and have a wonderful journey ahead.